Talk about a wealth tax is back, maybe because of the stunning increase in unaffordability and inequity. Oxfam reported on the work of three French economists who found that around the world, the top 1% of people own about 43%, almost half of the world's total wealth. Could a wealth tax spread that around a little? Now, most of us are taxed on paychecks, what we make. A wealth tax is the concept of taxing billionaires on what they own, which might include a few Picassos and an NBA team. Patricia Cohn of the New York Times reports that Norway, Switzerland, and Spain already have wealth taxes. Bolivia has an impuesto a las grandes fortunas, or tax on grand fortunes. There are heated debates in France and in Britain. One survey shows 75% of people in the UK support this idea. Well, here at home, California recently proposed a Billionaire Tax Act, a one-time 5% tax on the worth of California's billionaires to pay for health care and education in the state. They can exclude retirement accounts and up to $5 million in assets like cars and expensive handbags. But what are the pros and cons? Christina Llewellyn is a professor at the Poole College of Management at North Carolina State University. Among her recent articles on the university's website is The Pros and Cons of Wealth Taxes. That works out well for us. Professor Llewellyn, Christina, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, just what we're looking for.